We're back.
And better than ever. It's Tazneem Tazneem. Simply Us, episode 6. Yes. And featuring a college student.
Gigi.
Yay!
My favorite human being. Or as known by everybody in my college, or almost everyone, Queen G. No, y'all thought I was joking. I'm being for real. Everyone calls me Queen G.
Nasty. That's so nasty.
Why? It's Queen G. G, G, G.
Oh.
That makes you so stupid.
What the fuck were you even thinking?
I was thinking like Coach G, you know. Stop! You do too much.
God, I was
so stupid.
You really are.
Anyway, what is today's topic?
Today's topic is we're going to be talking about how sometimes our friends are a little
fake.
Yeah, fake.
There's the word.
And you have to like have real friends, you know?
So tell me, what do you think determines a real friend?
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, I think a real friend loves you. They say, I love you. What else? They say, I love you back. And, what else?
What about their actions? I don't believe in words. I believe in actions.
They give you hugs.
Oh, God. Oh, God, you really are. Wow, okay.
What's your definition of a real friend?
My definition of a real friend would have to be someone who isn't just there with you to take pictures and, you know, hang out with you and go to restaurants with you. My definition of a real friend is one who's with you through it all. And when I mean by with you through it all, I don't mean like, oh yeah, I'm here for you and then flakes, or yeah, I'm here for you and then you tell her everything and then they end up talking smack about you behind your back. No, a real friend is when you're truly suffering, they are there for you 100%. None of them are fake. They truly care about you. They check up on you. They don't forget about you. That's my definition of a real friend.
Oh, that's a really good definition.
Exactly. So,
do I have a real friend? Yes! Yes, I do have. Yeah, I'm going to point her out. Jessica Michelle, I love you. She's a real friend.
I'm gonna point that one out.
Kiara Diaz, we love you. Tobias X, yeah. Who's
one of your real friends?
My real friends would have to be.
Probably have Sarah. All real friends.
I have two friends.
Who's Sarah?
Oh, two friends.
I have two. Okay, let me tell you something. Let's take a seat here. As a college student, you. When I was in middle school, I had a circle of about 30 people that I thought were my friends. I got to high school, that 30 probably went down to 10 real quick. That 10 then went down to 6, and then that 6 then went down to 0. I am in my fourth year of college. It has stayed 0 for 3 years.
What the hell?
Yeah. Because you start to realize who your true friends really are. And who isn't? And then you don't just tag along with anyone who says hi to you. You start to get picky and very choosy. And then when the real one comes along, aka Sarah and Jay, and Lareyab, but I have to say Lareyab as well. Mm-hmm. You
love guy friends, yes.
Lareyab is a girl.
I said we love guy, meaning Jay.
Oh, Jay. Yeah, yeah, dude. You gotta love. I was like, what? So what are you talking about? But yeah, so when those type of people come around, that's the ones you want to stick. So Sarah is a true friend.
You can send this to them.
Huh?
You can send this to them in the podcast.
Okay, I will. Yeah. Lareyab and definitely Jay, because Jay has definitely been through it all from start to finish, and we're not even finished.
Yes. Oh my God, wow. Okay, so we know a Jay. Me and Tazneem know a Jay.
Yes, Dr. TJ.
Woo! Hey, Jay Newton.
What up,
Finn? Yeah, so Jay, I wouldn't really call him a friend. I would call him...
What would you call Jay?
An acquaintance.
Yeah, he's okay.
He gets mad easily, but, you know, we love you, Jay, if you're listening to this. Mwah. And Nick Elliott, hello. I know you're gonna listen to this. Hello.
Behind the scenes, guys.
In my pajamas, you already know.
I look like a potato.
Okay, so do you have any other tips, like, about friends? Fake friends, yeah.
like, what do you mean tips about fake friends? Like, what to do with them, or...
Yeah, what to do with them. You just drop them just like that? How do you drop them?
Let me tell you how I drop them. I don't try to linger on about what they're doing on with the, like, what they're doing with their life. So if I'm gonna drop you, I'm going to block you on every social media known to mankind.
Really?
Yeah, I accidentally locked it, my bad.
Yeah.
I don't want to know what's going on in your life, and I don't want you to know what's going on in mine, so therefore, I will block you on every social media known to mankind, and then I will move on from there.
You guys hear that? If you're gonna get blocked, I don't want you in my life, because you're fake.
Don't worry, don't try to go on other friends' social media to find out what they're doing. Once you block them, that's it. You block them for good. Don't try to go to your friend's social media and be like, oh, let me see what they're doing. No. And then if they do block you, then don't try to go on other social media from your friends trying to figure out what it is they're
doing.
Are
you saying that to me because I always do that?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm subtweeting you, pretty much.
Oh my god. Okay, yeah, like, I am the type of person, like, if someone blocks me.
It's okay. Once upon a time, I was too. I was that type of person. If I got blocked, I was butthurt. I was just curious as to why they wanted to block me. And then I would see what they're doing with their life and then hate on them. And I was immature and a kid, and I was probably in high school.
Well, I'm immature right now, but... You know, the person... What?
I call it Podmas. You know Vlogmas? Mm-hmm. Podmas? Wow. It's so cringy.
Okay, so the person, like, he blocked me for a long time, and then he just unblocked me and added me back. I'm so happy. I'm trying to not, you know, be attached, let go of him, he's a bum, please stop. He is not a bum, he is a fine motherfucker, I'm just saying. But yeah, anything else you'd like to add, please add more, because you have really good advice.
Other tips. Honestly,
Gigi, you look so pretty.
Oh, thank you. That was at my uncle's wedding.
Really? You look so pretty.
Thank you.
It used to be on your.
Okay, shut up. She's talking.
Other things is. Honestly, that's my best. Oh, that's my best tip, honestly, because other tips really don't work that well.
Mm-hmm. So. I'm gonna sit down and take my pictures now.
Okay. I love how once she doesn't need us, it's done for. Yeah. You don't...
Tell me to sit down. I can see your bum little pajama set.
Wow. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. Delete toxic people from your life. This is how to find out if your friends are fake. If they just hate on you in general, because your real friends won't hate on you. They'll just give you, you know, advice.
Mm-hmm.
Is this still working? Yeah, it is. They'll just give you advice. They won't hate on you. They, fake friends will drag you down in front of other people. So, okay, for example, you guys, I had a fake friend.
Mm-hmm.
And what she did was she tried to catch me slipping on her Snapchat every single time.
What do you mean slipping?
Like, anytime I looked bad or anytime I was looking stupid or something, like,
she
would try to record me. Because the guy that I liked, she had him on Snapchat.
Oh.
And she got his Snapchat for the sole purpose of because she liked him too.
Oh,
so my thing is she's a lot prettier than me. Mm-hmm. I will not deny that. She's a lot prettier than me. But she thought if she could make me look stupid on Snapchat when I'm just being my true self around her because I thought she was my friend, then he would like her more than he'd like me.
Oh,
because exactly. So yeah, you know, those type of people, honestly, you just gotta delete them from your life. And I didn't know that at the time, so actually that was in college.
My friends videotaped me when I did something bad, but it's not because of, they don't post it, they just save it for like birthdays or whatever.
Yeah, no, but this one doesn't, she doesn't save it and then delete it, she posts it
to make me look stupid,
and she'll make sure he sees it. And she'll keep checking her Snapchat viewers just to make sure he saw it.
Those are the worst.
Just to make sure he saw it. So,
disgusting.
You know, and then, well, long story short, I ended up finding out during our Friendsgiving that we were supposed to be having at her house.
Wait, was this recent?
No, this was 2 years ago. So this is why I'm over it. That she was dating him behind my back.
Who told you? How'd you find it?
So you know how people have MacBooks and iPhones? Well, her iPhone was connected to her MacBook, so any message she got on her phone popped up on her MacBook.
Oh, I'm pretty sure you told me this story before, but you can keep telling.
Yeah. So, I went on her MacBook to try and go on this thing we installed so we could watch movies on it. I forgot what it's called. Anyway. And instead, I see a picture of him on her. You know how you can save contacts with a picture?
Yeah. You were finishing your story about...
Right. So, where was I? I was trying to pull it up on her laptop because I knew the password to her laptop. And I saw a picture of him because you know how you can save contacts and put a picture for the contact?
Yeah.
Well, there was a picture of him using the dog filter on Snapchat.
Oh, hell no.
I saw it and I was like, wow, he looks so cute. And I knew I could never have the dude. And I didn't want to. I just, you know... He was a crush. So I go and then I accidentally start reading messages. Now this is possible because I don't like to go through people's stuff. But I saw something that catched my interest. It caught my eyes and I was like, huh, that's funny. So I'm like, you know, have you ever watched those movies where they see something, they don't want to believe it, and they're like, no, like this can't be real. Like this has to be like a screenshot of a text between that person and someone else or something like that.
Yeah.
And they don't believe this. Well, that was me. I was scrolling vigorously through her text messages, like back and forth. Like, there's just no way.
Yeah.
That's what they're talking about. This has to be a screenshot. And it really hurt my feelings. So I got up because I knew that was not a real friend. I got up and I left without her knowing while she was in the kitchen making Friendsgiving dinner.
For real?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do I know her?
Probably, but doesn't matter. I don't call people out by their names.
Well, yeah, for something negative about them.
No, it's not even that. It's she knows what she did wrong and she didn't apologize, so.
She did it?
No. Bitch. She knows exactly what she did wrong. Because we talked about it.
You did? After?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked about it. She didn't apologize at all. Not even to my face. Not once.
She just kept talking. Like, what'd she say?
I was like, listen, you know, at the end of the day, I did go through your stuff, and I'm sorry that I did, because I'm an apologist for what I did wrong. You know, I'm sorry that I went through your stuff. I don't normally do that. That's not my motto.
That's not me.
Yeah, that's not my mojo. That's not what I go to. And then she's like, it's okay. And that's it. So, did she apologize?
No.
No. Am I done with her?
We don't like to overthink it. We just leave. See, I'm an overthinker. I just think. We're not gonna overthink shit.
We're not gonna overthink. We're not gonna stress ourselves about shit that don't matter about people.
That's not me. Like, I stress over so much stuff.
Okay, but you have to learn not to. I used to be like that, but I learned not to stress over anything. Because nothing in this world matters to that degree unless it's with your parents and your family.
Okay.
So, aside from that, that shouldn't bother you.
I guess.
So, you see how I just blocked her and I let it go?
Yeah.
That's what you need to learn how to do.
I guess, but I'm still immature and dumb.
It's okay. You'll grow up, you'll learn. Okay. It's all a matter of time. Just as long as someone gives you these steps, gives you these guides, you know, like, hey, you should do this, this, and this. As long as you have that in the back of your head, then that's all that matters.
Like you.
Because I didn't have that.
Yeah.
I kind of had to learn on my own and pick myself up on my own.
But I have you because...
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is what, you know... Family is for.
Yeah.
Because honestly, friends ain't shit. At some point.
Yeah, true. So. At some point in your life, you're just gonna have to turn around and go to your family, actually.
Exactly. So. But that will be. I'm done with giving advice and talking about my life. So if you have anything else to add to it, feel free.
I also like about friends, but I'm just gonna. Yeah. Never mind. Okay, so we're gonna end it right here. Thank you guys so much for listening.
our my faith human college student was featured in here, and she gives amazing advice, as you guys can tell.
Yes, she does. If you guys ever need her, you know, just hit her up.
Yeah, we'll put her info in the description.
And by info, they mean Instagram and Snapchat.
That's it. Not her phone number or anything.
Oh, no, please don't give people
I will.
You can give them the name Gigi, but don't give them my number.
Yeah, I will not. I'm okay, so say bye.
Bye, you guys. If you guys need any advice, hit me up. Let me know about your info. I'm not judgmental at all. I don't care what it is that's going that is going on. Like, obviously, I care enough to help, but I'm not gonna sit there and like judge you based on it. So yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back whenever we're back, I guess. So thank you guys. Love you. Bye.